convent grounds. Tell me who all lived in the, and what did you do with the big house, the convent itself? Did the sisters live in here?
Yeah, the sisters lived in here. Mm-hmm.
Did they have classes here?
And they had some classes here, yes, yeah, some different subjects.
Did they eat here?
They ate here and stayed here for a while, and then as much as I can remember, yes.
So this was their home?
Yes, uh-huh.
This was the mother house you called?
Yes, when we first, of course that's, that was years ago before my time almost here in the convent, yes, so.
When you were in the convent and when you were going to school here, did the sisters teach you any art or?
Yes, they taught us the penmanship, they called it, or Palmer method that time. And then different subjects too.
What was your teacher's
name? Like German was one too.
What was your teacher's name?
Well, Sister Fausta was my first grade teacher. And then later on, of course, in the upper grade, Sister Marcella taught us. And then Sister Yudoka, mm-hmm, taught, and she played also the organ at us for choir and church.
So you learned to sing. Did you learn anything else besides your studies?
Oh yes, we used to do fancy work on Fridays afternoon. And the boys used to do the art work, and well, we did too in between, but especially the girls always had the needlework, they call it. And the boys did the art during that time, Friday afternoons. Mm.
When you sang, did you sing in English?
Well, we had mixed in English and German. Mm.
Did you sing in the church?
In church, yes. Mm-hmm. If I remember, I think that was the first, the organ that was a pump organ, or they pumped it with it. And Miss Hope used to play the organ too. Sister Yudoka used to direct.
Where is the organ now?
It's in the little church on the ground. That must be the one, I think.
Does it still play?
I don't think so. I tried it already. I didn't get any sound out of it, at least what I know.
Sister, we're going to talk about different parallels between your home and the convent and, mm-hmm, and school. First, how about funerals? Tell me about, do you remember any funerals when you were a little girl? When you were at home?
Well, like when my grandparents, my daddy's parents passed away. And of course, in those days, they kept them in the homes. And like I said, as far as I recall, we used to have a watch with them, and we had candle burning and holy water there to sprinkle the remains.
Mm-hmm. How did you sprinkle?
With one of those little, with a spray, a little spray, a green spray, something else.
Mm-hmm. What was the holy water in?
In a little container.
And what did people do when they came to visit the...
Well, they came there to pray, and then they stayed maybe a few minutes or so, and they left during the day.
Mm-hmm. How did you get to the cemetery?
Well, we usually walk behind a hearse. I think that time, from what I recall, they had one of those hearses drawn by horses.
Oh, when there was a funeral, did people bring food to the house?
Not that I recall, they ever had food in the house. They went straight to their home, I think, after the funeral, yes. Except the relatives, I was dating.
In the convent, do you remember any of the sisters?
Well, in the convent, there was one sister that I especially remember, Sister Baconia. She died, and then Sister Marcella let us see the remains. We thought it was a treat for us, you know, and see the remains of a sister. And then we prayed, seems like, as we walked around, and then we got to go to the funeral too. We walked and called him to the cemetery.
Where was the sister's cemetery?
Well, the cemetery was below the cemetery that's not in the present.
The St. Louis.
St. Louis, yes.
After a funeral, did they give any memento to the people who came? Like prayer cards or anything like that? Did they have prayer cards?
Well, they had prayer cards, a few, because I still have from my grandmother. Mm-hmm. So that we must have given them, yes. Prayer cards made, in other words.
What did they have on them?
Well, they had when they were born and died. And a little prayer, you know, like they used it. We have loved her during life. We love her.
Did they ever have what kind of a picture did they have on them?
Well, like on my grandmother's, we had her picture on. Mm-hmm. And some pictures had just crosses on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did they have undertakers in those days?
No, they took them to San Antonio, then they must have. I don't believe they had any.
How was mourning handled?
Pardon me, but still, when I was at home, you had Herbert and them had that. Mm-hmm. We had the funeral home then. When I was still at home as a child, because I worked for Miss Dundon at the funeral home then.
So it's been here a long time.
So it's been here quite a while, at the funeral homes, as I recall.
How did they handle mourning?
Oh, they used to wear a black for a year, and then they had a veil over the hat.
A widow?
Yes, the widow had the veil over.
Did the children have to mourn too?
No, the children that I recall. I don't think so.
What did the men wear?
You mean for their mourning? Mm-hmm. I don't know. They used to wear little bands on their arm?
Armbands?
They call them.
What color were those?
Black. Mm-hmm. Just in those days, the funeral mournings was mostly black. Now they had changed to purple. Mm-hmm.
What else did they have? Oh, you mentioned the candle, didn't you?
Right. Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Well, we're going to get off that mournful subject and talk about Christmas. Tell me about Christmas when you were a little girl.
Christmas?
Mm-hmm. What kind of a tree did you have?
Well, we went to midnight mass, and after we came back, well, not all the children went either, they were too small, but we came back and then we gathered around the fireplace and we had a good hot lunch, sausage and homemade bread. Mm-hmm. And cookies. And then, of course, we had a Christmas tree, cedar tree. We had the candles on it, and apples and oranges and popcorn chains made from, strung them, you know, on the string for the ornaments and a few ornaments.
Was your tree a surprise?
Well, it was. Mm-hmm.
Did you get your presents? When did you get your presents?
Well, they were. We had them under the tree, I think, at time.
Was it Christmas Eve or?
We got mostly candy and fruit and things. Huh?
Did you get your presents?
Oh, of course, we got like a doll, maybe, or something. Mm-hmm. Like that, not like that, no.
Not as many.
No.
Did you get your presents on Christmas Eve?
We had them the next morning, if I recall, right? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you have anything special to eat at Christmas time?
Well, at Christmas we used to have chicken, and then they had this, some pudding, what they call plum pudding or some pudding like that.
How did your mother prepare for Christmas? Did she bake?
Oh yeah, she baked. She baked this sweet loaf bread and all that. I know for New Year and occasion, we used to go to our godmother and get the New Year's bread. I don't know if you all did, I don't know.
Is that right?
A loaf, and she put fruit in it, you know, like our godparents, like my grandmother was my godmother. Mm-hmm. And I went there, and she had fruit in it and cookies, and she baked a New Year loaf, you know. Had raisins in it and different.
Can you tell me a little something about the New Year's bread? How it was baked? Do you know how? Was it in any special shape?
Well, it was, yes, kind of oblong, like that. You know. Then some were round.
Did it have icing on it?
It had white icing on it, yes.
And did you always take it to your godmother? Was that a tradition?
Well, we didn't. We got some from her, you know.
Oh, from your godmother.
But yes, it seemed to have been. I don't know, at that time when I was yet around. Of course, my mother baked some too, though, for the New Year, for Christmas.
Did she have godchildren too then to give it to?
She might have had.
How was Christmas in the convent? Was it very much different?
Well, in the convent we had, went to midnight mass too, and after midnight mass we sat there instead of going to the fireplace, we went to the table and we had some hot chocolate or some of that and cookies. Some sweet bread too. Mm-hmm. And then we also had a tree there, and then the parents from the different girls, they had presents under them. They gave them to us.
So it was a fun time.
It was fun.
What did you do for the school children during Christmas?
For the school children, we used to give them those little cribs, you know, the little cribs or holy cards with the nativity on it. And some candy, a little bag of candy fixed for them. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any special activities?
Where we had little programs, you know, for Christmas plays, and they sang hymns, Christmas hymns.
Were there religious plays?
Well, they were religious, some of them.
Okay. Well, Okay, tell me something about Easter at home. How did you prepare for Easter?
Easter? Well, dyeing the eggs. Well, Mother took the peelings off of the onions, those brown ones. They came out beautiful, kind of a yellowish brown. And then also crepe paper, if I remember well, and wrapped it up in the, well, wetted, wrapped it up. And then, like I said, she put wax on around it so it would stay, keep its color better. Well, of course, later on too, then when I was at home, that we bought the dye, you know, because it was in the later century. Yes, a little dye. Of course, the dye is different now, but you buy two all different colors. It's just plain.
How was Easter in the convent?
Well, in the convent, we dyed eggs too, you know. Had them on a plate on the table the next day.
It was decorated.
Yes, they were decorated.
Was there any special activity at school for the children in Easter?
Let's see this. Well, just before Easter, that Holy Week, you know, we used to take turns going to pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Each classroom took a few minutes or so. Mm-hmm. Especially with the little ones, they get tired a whole hour. We had the repository there and all that. Mm-hmm. Well, and I guess we gave them maybe candy too a little before their holidays.
Did you have a school program then?
I believe for Easter, it seems, if I recall, we didn't, because it was a short time, say Holy Week, and that time how they kept the Good Friday, you know, and all that.
Right. What kind of domestic animals did you have at home?
Chickens, and where we had a cow and pigs.
Did you have to help take care of them?
Yeah, feed the chickens. And then, of course, Daddy milked the cows most of the time, or my brothers and brother. But it was only the one because the other two weren't born yet. Like Norbert was born only when I was on the mission already, my youngest friend in Abilene.
What did you do with the milk?
Oh, the milk made cheese. How they made it.
Mm-hmm. Tell me how you made it.
Put it in a flour sack and hung it up until it was drip dried, real dry, and took it out. They put it in a bowl, a dish, put a little salt on it. Then sometimes they let it stand for days, and then we made the cooked cheese and put some caraway seed in.
How did you make the cooked cheese?
Well, they put a little butter, put butter in the frying pan and put it in there, and of course it formed a good crust. And we were all anxious to taste it.
To eat the crust.
Well, I still like it now, even when we make
it. In the convent, did you have a cow to...
Well, no.
And chickens?
Not when I went to 1920 over there, but here, when we were here as candidates and apostles. That's when I showed you.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a cow here, one of the sisters used to. Or maybe they even have taken turns, you know, to milk mm-hmm. it. And we had different, you know, jobs, different chores to perform, clean up and so on. Help with the dishes.
Did any of the school children come to school on horses? Or buggies or anything?
They may have those that lived a distance. course, I recall one time when, but that was when my mother, she was saying how she fell in the, maybe you read it in the paper, she fell in and had to. Of course, we used to, from when we went from, when we lived across the Medina River, then the stone home, we used to wade, when it was the water shallow, when we waded across it. If it, the river rose, then we had to go all around by that bridge. There was a big, a green colored bridge and all around.
Mm-hmm. And you walked up.
Mm-hmm. So we walked most of the time to school.
You told me about butchering a hog. Can you describe that?
Well, I think my dad either shot it, but it came to my mind the other day. He might have even knocked it on the head with an axe because on account of saving the blood and everything. They, of course, then my mother had to be ready with the dishpan and because they said so it wouldn't clot up. She had to be ready to, he stabbed it and they, she caught the blood. And then she put, well, it could put either rice or barley in it too and cooked it, I guess. And then she put it in casings. It was called blood sausage. It was real good. And put parsley in it. Tasted real.
It's good.
And then they hung the pig up, you know, in a pulley. We still had it there quite a while an hour and stripped it, well, skinned it, and I suppose some of the skin they used for to make that soap, homemade soap. But we saved everything from the pig.
Did you make any other kind of sausage?
Well, yes, the meat always, the, my dad was always good in making, got the casings and made and mixed it with beef. Not pure pork, just cross half and half of them.
Did you make liver sausage?
Oh yes, they made liver sausage too. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how that was made?
I think they took the head from the head mostly. Mm-hmm. Because we didn't make, what did they call that other?
Gallery?
Well, gallery we made, yes, the ears and the feet, and sometimes he would just pickle the feet.
Mm-hmm. Did you make schwadermager?
Oh, schwadermager, that's what I don't know if we made it too much, but we used to get it from our relatives or other people that made it. They'd feel that they have to take the stomach, I think. And
did they clean it?
Well, they cleaned it, yes, and put, filled it up with the meat. I guess from the head, too, must have been this.
The scraps, maybe, do you think?
Scraps, mm-hmm.
And how was that prepared, then? How did you eat it?
Well, just sliced, and as it was cooked, mm-hmm. Everything was cooked. We just ate it like that, like a sandwich, you know, and bread or. Mm-hmm. That's how we ate the gallery.
How did you keep your sausage?
Well, we smoked it. Had to smoke it. Had to have a smokehouse. And so otherwise you couldn't have kept it in those days.
How did you keep your lard?
Hmm? Well, the lard, they used to put it in crocks or the jars. Well, with one pig, you shouldn't have too much. You know?
Too much left. Huh?
Yeah.
How about the cracklings?
Oh, well, the cracklings too, yes. We could save them too in a jar. And of course, we liked them. They were, we ate them some like bacon, you know, in the morning and put maybe some syrup or homemade molasses on it.
Did your mother ever make potato pie? Meat pie with the pork.
Oh, meat pie. Yeah, she used to make the meat pie too. It's real good. I don't remember how she,
you don't remember how she
made it all that.
Did you make pickled turnips?
Oh yes, turnips.
Can you tell me how I knew?
My dad used to shred them, you know, and then they'd put them, well, first in a big container and then put salt and let it ferment. And then overnight, and some then they filled it in crocks too, or jar. And it was the same with the sauerkraut, you know, the cabbage and turnips. Pretty good.
Did you put up a lot of turnips and sauerkraut?
Well, we had quite a bit. And she cooked it just like it fixed the sauerkraut and turnips. Or put potatoes in it, they were good too. At the table, you know, put the potatoes extra, of course, not put them in, but mix.
Did your mother ever make naphtha?
Yeah, she made naphtha. Especially on Fridays, huh? Naphtha, yes. Mm-hmm. And we'd had sometimes prunes with that too. Then, of course, we had fish. My daddy fished so much, we always had fried it since we had no meat.
Can you tell me how she made them?
Flour, and she put, I think, eggs in them too. And mixed the dough, you know, I guess water. And then she dropped them into boiling water, the naphtha.
Kind of describe them, what did they look like?
Well, they were like little balls, something. Well, different shapes, and everything came out. Just dropped them in with a spoon.
Small?
Yeah, small.
How did she prepare them? Did she ever put anything but dried fruit over them?
You mean the naphtha? Well, we had sometimes meat with it during gravy. Yes, we had a gravy we did sometimes.
Did your daddy ever make harissa?
Oh, yes, daddy loved to make, and we all loved it too. My mother couldn't eat too much of it. Different things with daddy and I, we used to always share together a lot.
Can you tell me how he made it?
Well, I think the way daddy makes it, where we had ground meat, then he seasoned it, and I think he put a little lemon in it, and cheese too, cheese, and vinegar, just a little onions, of course, yes, different kind of spice. It was really good. Yeah, he made that often, we liked it.
What did you drink with that?
Beer? Sometimes. Well, okay. I didn't drink too much of it that time, I guess, but I drank some with it too, because daddy loved it.
Tastes good.
Yeah, it was really good. I put it on crackers or bread. It was really good.
Sister Medora, what was one of the treats that you had when you came home from school?
Well, when we came home from school, Mother had homemade bread baked. And so some of us, not everyone didn't like it, but some put jelly on their bread, but I used to put that lard on.
What did you call
it? They call it schmaltz, and put a little salt and ate it like a sandwich. It was real good. Tasty. And the bread was gone in a little while. She always made up. Had to make 3 or 4 loaves, maybe more.
What else did she make that was good?
Well, she used to make she used to make the homemade noodles and pies, of course, like we do.
Tell me about how she made the noodles. Now we buy them in a package, and I don't think many people know how to make them.
Know it all straight. Well, it's flour too, some like you make the naphtha almost. Flour and water, and put eggs in it. And of course she rolled it out of the rolling pin, and then she put it near the stove or had it real dry before, and then she cut them real fine, and then she let it dry again, or in strips she cut them. And it had to be good and dry, and then she put it, I guess, in cellophane in those bags.
and kept it till she
needed them. Kept it till she needed them. They kept pretty good. Well, I think what they did, they shredded them and then put salt on them and let it stand overnight, ferment, you know. Mm-hmm. And then they put them in jars or in crocks. We always had most of those crocks, and Pop had his smokehouse there where he had the sausage in, and we put those, yeah, turnips in there. The same with the sauerkraut, the cabbage too, you know, shredded. And I know we did that sometime on the mission where I was. The first mission, so where I used to be, we get a lot of cabbage, especially in those, was in those Czech places, you know, and the people were so good to the nuns. They brought us cabbage, and so we used to put up cabbage, and we'd put up meat, sausage and meat, and put it in jars and turn it upside down. It kept. And then sometimes we shared with the other communities and our sisters.
Did they have any gardens here? In the convent yard?
They may have had gardens way over yonder. I heard one of the sisters say she thinks that they had gardens.
Did they have any grapevines?
Oh, they had grapevines over here in the yard, and then they gathered and made jelly out of it, and maybe even wine too, because that's what Daddy used to make.
Did your Daddy have any grapevines at home?
Not that I know of. I think we just bought them. We had those, we went to pick those wild grapes and made wine out of them.
How did you pick them? Did you go on a boat or?
There were some at the Medina River at that time. I guess we just went and walked there and then up in the boat.
Where he got them, made wine and
where he got them from, or cooked some for jelly.
Are there any other foods that you remember that were real good that you made in those days?
You mean put up or something? Mm-hmm.
Did you have any fruit trees in the place?
No, we didn't have any fruit trees. Well, we had a lot of figs, you know, those fig trees. Yes, figs.
Did they have any fruit trees here at the
time? No, leprechauns. There may have been fruit trees here too, I can't recall for sure. Like I said, you know, I wasn't here those days.